Imagine waking up one morning to find a mysterious wooden box on your doorstep, bearing your name and the cryptic message, "The measure of your life lies within." Inside lies a single string whose length reveals exactly how long you'll live. Would you open it? This is the profound premise of The Measure, where on one March morning, these identical boxes appear simultaneously worldwide, from suburban American lawns to remote villages in the Andes. The strings inside prove eerily accurate. Short stringers often discover terminal conditions matching their string's prediction, while long stringers find and treat developing health issues, extending their lives exactly as predicted. As boxes continue appearing for everyone turning 22, this age transforms into a milestone laden with both anticipation and dread. Some celebrate with string parties, while others treat it as a private moment of reflection. The world fractures along philosophical lines between those who must know and those who prefer uncertainty. What's most fascinating isn't the supernatural element, but how this knowledge transforms human psychology and society's relationship with mortality, forcing us to confront death not as an abstract concept, but as something tangible and measurable. What happens when you discover your partner will die decades before you? This heartbreaking reality confronts Nina when she and her girlfriend Mora open their boxes to find drastically different string lengths. Their two-year relationship transforms overnight from building a future together to making the most of limited time. How do you plan a life knowing one partner won't live to see most milestones? Despite this devastating inequity, Nina refuses Mora's offer of an out, a chance to leave before the inevitable loss becomes too painful. Instead, they escape to Venice, finding beauty in a city that, as Mora observes, continues standing despite the rising waters, a fighter like herself. Their journey culminates in a spontaneous wedding at City Hall, surrounded by diverse couples celebrating love in all its forms. During their first dance to Nat King Cole, Mora is overwhelmed with gratitude for Nina's commitment despite the challenges. Their relationship poses a profound question. Is a shorter time with someone you deeply love better than a lifetime with someone else? Their answer is a resounding yes, proving that love's value isn't measured in years, but in depth of connection and the courage to embrace joy despite inevitable pain. Room 204 at Connolly Academy becomes a sanctuary for short stringers, people who can speak freely about their fears without receiving pitying glances. This unlikely assembly includes Ben, an architect whose girlfriend left after secretly checking his string, Mora, reconciling her shortened life with her relationship, Hank, a physician hiding his string's brevity, and Leah, pregnant with twins she won't see grow up. What begins as a support group evolves into a tight-knit community celebrating life's milestones together and debating how to make meaning of their truncated lives. When Hank is killed, preventing an assassination attempt, they gather at his funeral, confronting the reality that his death previews what awaits them all. As Ben reflects during his first meeting, "It sucks to be us, but at least there is an us." The group transforms isolation into solidarity, creating a space where people are defined not by their string length, but by their dreams, fears, and connections. Through their conversations, from Nihal discussing Hindu reincarnation beliefs to Ben sharing his architectural philosophy of incorporating elements from demolished buildings into new designs, we see how different cultural frameworks help people make sense of mortality. Isn't it remarkable how shared vulnerability can create such profound bonds? As society acknowledges the string's reality, discrimination against short stringers spreads rapidly, from job and housing denials to insurance exclusions. Presidential candidate Anthony Rollins capitalizes on this fear after his short stringer security guard Hank dies protecting him. Rollins' Safety Through Advanced Recognition, STAR, initiative bans short stringers from law enforcement, military, and government roles. Ben notes how society's expectation of guaranteed happiness makes it easier to blame short stringers for their fate. Opposition emerges through the Strung Together movement, led by Senator Wes Johnson, an openly short-string politician who champions equality with a message that a life's value isn't measured in years. The strings become a metaphor for how societies weaponize immutable characteristics, demonstrating how prejudice becomes normalized and resistance requires both personal courage and unified action. Military Academy roommates Jack Hunter and Javier Garcia face a moral dilemma when the STAR Initiative mandates string disclosure for service members. They discover Jack has a long string while Javier has a short one, which would bar Javier from combat roles despite his superior abilities. Jack proposes they switch strings, arguing Javier deserves the opportunity. The situation complicates when Jack's uncle, presidential candidate Anthony Rollins, falsely claims his nephew has a short string for political gain. Years later, Javier, serving as a helicopter pilot, sacrifices himself saving wounded civilians. His unexpected death confounds the army, who believed him a long stringer. Javier's farewell letter explains his string switch, while Jack, who had been drifting after leaving DC, finds purpose in exposing his uncle's injustice. The story demonstrates how arbitrary string length restrictions waste valuable talent, as Javier's heroism proves life's length bears no relation to one's courage or worth. An intimate subplot unfolds through anonymous letters between A and B, later revealed as Amy, Nina's sister, and Ben. Their exchange begins when Ben leaves a note in room 204 at Amy's school. Through their correspondence, they create a space to share fears and hopes, with Ben discussing his life as a short stringer, while Amy contemplates the weight of knowing one's fate. Their anonymity allows for raw honesty about their vulnerabilities. When Ben discovers Amy's identity after meeting her at Nina's art project, he faces a choice. Despite developing feelings both through letters and in person, he courageously reveals himself and his short stringer status. At Nina and Maura's wedding reception, Amy wrestles with her feelings, imagining both a joyful future with Ben and the pain of early widowhood. Inspired by a chance moment hearing Que Sera Sera, she chooses love over fear. Their story ends in marriage and family, showing how genuine connection can overcome life's uncertainties. The novel explores how we measure a life's value beyond its duration through powerful examples. Characters like Hank and Javier demonstrate this through their sacrificial deaths saving others. The Strung Together global event celebrates short stringers' achievements, displaying their impacts. Saved 200 lives in surgery, raised 3 children on her own, ran for president. Ben's encounter with the recipient of Hank's donated lungs and Nina's celebration of her complete love story with Maura further illustrate how influence outlasts life. The event's centerpiece, a tree sculpture made from 500 donated strings with names at its base, treats all strings as equal, regardless of length. Through these expressions of legacy, the novel challenges us to measure life not in years, but in depth, in relationships formed, lives touched, and how fully we engage with our time.